Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has refused to accept the resignations of 20 of his cabinet ministers. The ministers offered to step down to encourage reforms at the Palestinian Authority. Israel and the U.S. have both called for changes in the Palestinian government, but the Palestinians agreed not to accept changes imposed by Americans or Israelis. Beyond that, however, agreement breaks down. Some Palestinians seek dramatic reforms. Others doubt that serious change is possible. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Ramallah.
It would be difficult to overstate the challenge facing Palestinian reformers. Not only are they asking their national symbol, Yasser Arafat, to give up some of his power, they're proposing to create something that has been achieved by no Arab state, genuine democracy. Palestinian lawmaker Hatem Abdel Kader says he knows this is new ground, but extreme conditions call for brave solutions.
We have to be different from other Arab countries. We have to offer a new model for democracy, for building institutions, for the sovereignty of law, for democracy, human rights. We don't want to imitate the Arab regimes as a model here.
The reformers want Arafat to accept a prime minister, a chief executive to oversee the day-to-day running of the Palestinian territories, who would be accountable to a Palestinian parliament with real powers. To Israel's chagrin, Arafat would retain his international role under this plan. But the myriad security services would be consolidated under one authority, and the impenetrable budgeting system, with various accounts under Arafat's direct control, would be overhauled. Political scientist Ali Jabawi from Birzeit University says one key question is whether Arafat is willing to step aside occasionally and prepare his people for the day when he's no longer around.
It's not a matter of Arafat and what he wants. I think it's a matter of separation of power. If we have separation of power, I think every branch of government then would have its own authority. By doing that, things are going to be put in order.
A blueprint for separation of powers already exists. It's called the Basic Law, and it was passed by Palestinian lawmakers nearly 2 years ago. Since then, it's been sitting on Arafat's desk. One change is already evident. More Palestinians are willing to publicly criticize their leader. Allegations of corruption have long been aimed at the Tunisians, the top Fatah movement officials who followed Arafat out of exile to Tunis and into his inner circle. But now Arafat himself is the subject of criticism. Opposition lawmaker Abdel Jawad Saleh had this response to Arafat's recent call for reform.
Well, I have in my bag, you know, Mr. Arafat's speech last year. And he promised the same reforms, but nothing really took place. So I really doubt it very much that he will implement.
Arafat is hedging on new elections, warning that Israel must first end its occupation. His aides say a withdrawal to pre-intifada positions would suffice. Israeli spokesmen argue that Arafat's first and only election took place under circumstances not unlike today's, with Israeli tanks recently removed from Palestinian cities. On the streets of Ramallah, Arafat still gets strong support, but not from everyone. Woodworker Rassam Mustafa is no fan of Israel, but he's tired of hearing that there's no one to blame but Ariel Sharon. Let me tell you, he says, all these people talking about Sharon this and Sharon that, we can't have reform because of Israel, they're all lying. I can't even tell you the truth myself, because the Fatah people would cut my throat. Palestinian Authority employee Musa Mahmoud Abiyat interrupts Rassam to say yes, change is needed, but it's not Arafat's fault. The main problem is with the corruption, he says. The president is the national symbol of the revolution. He doesn't make mistakes. Only those who surround him are corrupt. As Musa finishes speaking, the first man, Rassam, leans forward and mutters, "See, he's lying." Opposition lawmaker Abdel Jawad Saleh has been hearing a lot of that cynicism on the street, and he doesn't see much hope of wresting power from Arafat when his Fatah movement controls the majority in all arenas.
Unfortunately, the majority is Fatah people, and they were spoiled by the chairman and pressured by the chairman, beaten by the chairman. But I'm sure that the people one day will make an intifada against him, for sure.
Even Arafat's critics admit that the chances of a popular uprising against him are now nil. But pro-reform lawmaker Hatem Abdel Kader says if the Legislative Council doesn't see the beginnings of significant change within 6 weeks, the reform faction will press for a vote of no confidence in Arafat's leadership. He says that would be another sign that the support for Palestinian democracy is gaining momentum. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Ramallah.